Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. Doing well.
Okay, what do we have to talk about today?
Well, Ben,
besides the masters, you know,
we'll get there. We'll get there. The what I want to start with this morning is we all know that April 17th, the deadline for this year's tax filings is coming up on us rapidly. And I really want to speak to those individuals, who even procrastinate even further, and go back to 2014 tax year. And the reason I'm picking 2014 tax year, Ben, for this particular conversation is because that is about to become a quote unquote closed tax year.
Oh, okay.
For purposes of claiming a refund for your, to get your refund. So basically what happens is that the government has instituted this 3 year rule where if you don't file your taxes within 3 years of the due date, and in this regard, it'd be April 17th, 2018 for tax year 2014, you forfeit your refund. So again, the best case scenario for you, if you later needed to file that return and it showed a refund, would be a break even. You just made a, you know, a gift to the U.S. Treasury because you failed to act in a timely manner. And so just bear in mind, if you're one of those people who have sitting out there and go, man, I really need to, I've got a lot of years of taxes that I haven't filed, or, you know, I really need to get around to it. 2014 is your critical year at this point in time. And I wanted to give you a couple weeks to think about it because you need to get moving on that tax year, because once April 17th hits, not only does that affect your 2017 taxes, but it really does close the door if you were to have a refund for 2014. And bear in mind, Ben, there are no penalties for filing late when you have a refund that's due to you.
Oh,
so,
really?
You know, some people are out there thinking, well, man, I hadn't filed my 2014 taxes. I don't want to get on the services radar by filing it. Well, what I'll tell you is if you're due a refund, you're not getting on any radar. You're going to be able to get the return processed.
What about you don't have a failure to file penalty even?
No failure to file. It's all based upon the amount of tax that's due. It's a percentage-based penalty system.
Okay. Right.
So if you don't owe any taxes, then you know you're in the clear. So just bear in mind for our super procrastinators out there, our ones that are procrastinating right now, you know, get your extensions ready and, you know, get your free 6 month extension, filed before April 17th for this 2017 tax year. But for our super procrastinators who haven't filed their 2014 taxes, yet, go ahead and get that taken
care
of. There's $1.1 billion out there, Ben.
Seriously.
$1.1 billion. That's a B. And they estimate over 1 million taxpayers have still not filed for those refunds. And so there's a lot of money that's hanging out there that's about to become property of the U.S. Treasury unless you take some action prior to this 2017.
Can't you hear the ad now? Do you like refunds? I like refunds.
So just bear in mind that 2014 tax year is about to come to a close. The other thing that I want to mention with regards to today is, and you started with it, the masters.
Yeah.
And we love this particular tax loophole.
Yeah,
we'll
this is an interesting one.
Or tax break. And I do want to bring it to the attention of our listeners because I think it's applicable here, especially on the coast of North Carolina. And what this deals with is property and renting out property. So let's go through
the Big Rock tournament coming up.
Big Rock tournament coming up.
This is a perfect example for this.
Exactly. All right. So here we go. You've got a couple different categories that you fit in. Most people fit into your personal residence, for instance, Ben. You own a house. You live there. It's your personal residence. You don't rent it out to anyone. You're limited then as far as deducting expenses to just your mortgage interest deduction, any real estate taxes that you pay on that particular property. It's your personal residence. You live there. That's your limitation with regards to that. Then you've got maybe a property that you rent out solely for rental purposes. You don't stay there at all. It is not for personal use at all. in that particular case, Ben, that's a rental property on a full-time basis. And the rents that you receive are going to be fully included in income, mm-hmm. but then you get all your deductions associated right. with that particular property, right. any expenses that you have, repairs, mm-hmm. Depreciation. So all of that can be applicable okay. for a full rental property.
All right, we have that loophole. I know what it is, so we're going to get to that. But let's see if we can answer Mike's question first of all. Mike's in Swansboro. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I've got a friend that is on a disability. And she goes about $1,000 a month or so on the disability, and she hasn't filed taxes. And I tell her that, you might want to file them and all like that. So I'm wondering that the disability is not a taxable income. She gets a statement, like a whatever they call it, a 10 something for the disability income, and that's all the money that she makes. And is it going to come back to haunt her if she doesn't be filing
Does she have any other income?
No.
Okay.
She sounds like she's good then.
She's probably good. She probably doesn't qualify to even file.
Yeah, normally disability would be taxable if you have other income that make it taxable, just like Social Security, for instance. Social Security is generally not taxable unless you have income that makes it taxable. Mm-hmm. So it's the same kind of system there. So I think from what it sounds like, again, I encourage everyone when you have this kind of question to go see someone, go see an accountant and let them look through all of your documents just because, you may think, she doesn't have any other income,
right.
but she really does from some other source that,
right.
that you're not thinking about. But basically, if that's it, if that's the facts and circumstances, it sounds like she's okay and wouldn't be required to file.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks Mike. All right, now back to that loophole because it could come up with somebody who then wants to rent out, right, their primary residence.
Exactly. So we've got personal residence, mm-hmm. which we talked about. Mm-hmm. We've got rental, 100% rental mm-hmm. property. Now, what happens, Ben, when it's a mixed property,
mm-hmm.
when you use it for personal purposes and you also rent it out for part of the year? And the short answer becomes, how many days did you rent this property out for?
Right.
And if you've rented it, if you rent it for 15 days or more during the year, then it's mixed use property, and basically you can report the income for the rent that you receive,
mm-hmm.
but you also would then be able to deduct anything up to that income that you've received. Kind of like that hobby loss rule
right,
that we've gone
right.
over many times,
yeah.
which says that you can take in money and mm-hmm. then your losses are limited only to the amount of income that you
right.
have.
Right. You can't go beyond it.
So that's your general rule for mixed use property.
Mm-hmm.
But notice there, Ben, I said 15 days or more.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we have fewer than 15 days that we rent this property out?
You rent it out for 2 weeks for the Big Rock.
You rent it out for 2 weeks for the Big Rock. You rent it out for 2 weeks for the Masters if you're in Augusta, mm-hmm. Georgia for mm-hmm. right now. Guess what? You don't get any deductions for that, for that, but you don't have any income either. So you get free, tax-free money mm-hmm. from renting out your property for fewer than 15 days, 2 weeks or less.
And that's a cumulative 15 days.
That's correct.
Or less than 15 days. So 14 days or less, not consecutively, but cumulatively.
You got it. 14 days or less, you can rent your property out, and it could be a vacation, could be a home down here at the beach that
mm-hmm.
you normally just have as your family home.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, look, someone from the Big Rock wants to come in and rent it. You're in it
14
days or less. They hand you a check for $2,000 or $3,000. You put that $2,000 or $3,000 in your pocket, and Uncle Sam doesn't even need to know about it.
Right.
So that is the beauty of this particular tax loophole,
mm-hmm.
This master's rule, and that's how it ultimately came to be written into the code, is that... For state income, we talked about this before a few years ago, and it really depends on whether or not you have a real estate agent or a mm-hmm. broker or someone who is...
Handling
the transaction.
Right.
Exactly right. If you have someone who's handling the transaction, it's a no-brainer. Sales tax has to be charged on that particular property. If they don't handle it, then you get into the little gray area.
Yeah, that became the Pinehurst rule.
The Pinehurst rule.
The U.S. Open there held at Pinehurst.
And I think it pretty much transitioned over to the Quail Hollow,
mm-hmm.
Charlotte, when they did the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
One of my buddies from law school, he he sent me his contract. He rented out his property for less than 2 weeks.
I mean, you can write out a contract. You can do. You can make it a real rental. And if you're handling it all yourself, you're probably home free.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So just bear in mind, this is one of those rules that, you know, a lot of people don't know about it. And mm-hmm. so they don't know that it's out there for the taking. But certainly, I think, especially given the area. Now, if you live in a place where you really can't attract renters, it's tough. I mean, because mm-hmm. the rule doesn't do you any good. But here we are living at the coast with the Big Rock, with other just people wanting to come down for a vacation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do believe that there would be an opportunity for individuals, either through their primary residence who maybe want to go somewhere on vacation for a week, say, hey, look, why don't you come down to my house and you can stay there for the week.
Right.
And, you know, give me a couple bucks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Tax-free money. Or, you know, the other example is you have a vacation home, a rental home here that you just – You come down here, don't have it on the rental market, but you just say, hey, look, I got 2 weeks a year where I can rent this property out tax free
mm-hmm. yeah.
and get the money. And that's very appealing because that'll help go a long way to pay property taxes, insurance,
mm-hmm.
and the like. And, you know, again, just a big old loophole sitting right here for the taking, especially for individuals here in the coastal communities.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for some folks. Again, it's probably best if you have a secure contract, such that you have maybe a deposit or something like that, so you don't lose anything on the back end.
That's right. Yeah, make sure you get it, and always have something in writing, and always have it taken care of.
But I would imagine, as far as the state rules go, if you're doing that like a Airbnb, that may be a little different, because then you're having somebody handle it.
Yeah.
Right?
So exactly.
In a sense, even though it's a pass-through, you're having...
And keep in mind, we're not talking about income tax issues then still tax-free income. We're talking about whether sales tax applies to those particular transactions.
And you may be okay with that.
You may be okay with that, yeah. And I tell you, that's one where you want to consult your accountant, consult CPA, give me a call, shoot me an email.
There you go.
We'll go through the rules.
And you can do that by sending an email to afoster@harvellandcollins.com. And always, you can give them a call and set up that appointment at 726-9050, 1107 Bridges Street in Morehead City, and online at harvellandcollins.com.